Chapter 16. The Community of the Golden Head. Epetrus 2:1-10. So put away all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all slander. Like newborn babes, long for the reasonable pure milk, that by it you may grow up. If you have tasted otherwise, that the Lord be gracious, to whom coming, as to a living stone, rejected indeed of man but chosen of God and precious, so you also, as living stones, be built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a chief cornerstone, chosen and precious, and he who believes in him will not be put to shame. To you, therefore, who believes he is precious, but to those who are disobedient is said, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, that is to them who stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereto they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the deeds of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You, who in time past were not a people, but now are God's people, who once had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. When we are able to understand correctly the word, as it is being revealed to us in the Gnostic spiritual school, we shall sense in all our fibers its vast scope and grandeur. The salvation hidden in the Gnosis is then brought very close to us. When you find it necessary to seek further confirmation with respect to the subjects discussed earlier, you have only to turn to the universal doctrine or the holy language to obtain complete satisfaction. We will refer you to the second chapter of the first epistle of Peter. Translations of the verses concerned differ widely in the various versions of the Bible. The translators of the Bible obviously knew nothing about the Gnostic magical hierarchy and its processes on behalf of mankind. It suffices to compare the various Bible versions. We would like to quote here a translation of the text of the Authorized Dutch version of the Bible because it comes closest to purity. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the virtues of them who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You who in time past were not a people, but are now God's people, who once had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. All those who are seekers and who wake up in the rose heart form a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a group lifted out of nature, provided they live and act Gnostic magically, from out of the nuclear powers and the principle of the group of Gnostic servants who come into the world in order to call to the marvelous light those who are worthy of it. Whoever understand and realize this are gathered together into one group, united into one body, through the power of grace of Gnostic magic. The hierophants of a Gnostic fullness are always participants in the group of entities which we in the school designate as the Golden Head. To such a community, all those belong who either in an earlier earthly existence or in this life have received the consolamentum and are able to protect that wherewith and whereby they are sealed. The community of the Golden Head, if it is truly an apostolic community, never places itself centrally, although it is nonetheless the center, and this in a very special sense. This is apparent from John 20. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the universal Spirit. If you remit the sins of any, they are remitted. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." These words are ample proof of the truth of all that is being revealed in the Gnostic spiritual school. The glorious and lofty mission of the great universal servants of salvation always was and still is conferred hierarchically upon those who participate in the fifth aspect of a Gnostic spiritual school. Ever again, the mantra of the great ones rings out, "As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." With these words, some are placed near a grain of seed taken out of the heart blood of the Christ hierarchy. With this grain of seed of Jesus, they are sent down into a field of work in order to place this source of life in the midst of a desperate and seeking multitude. Consequently, they are connected with an electromagnetic formula as a source of vital energies, and their mission is to apply, to use this formula. When any human being turns to that source for help and strength unto liberation, the servants connect this power with that being, so that it is this power that will place the sign of the cross upon his forehead. When the servants of the source accept any pupil in this manner, the word, "If you remit the sins of any, they are remitted," is made true. This remission of sins has nothing whatever to do with a miracle, nor with the decisions of some dialectic priest who, arbitrarily or simply because of the fact that someone comes to him, gives so-called absolution. Such practices relate to a distorted and lost truth, the truth of the appearance of the Gnostic servants in this world of time. The reality is that when any man is being connected with a source of Gnostic fullness, which means a Gnostic electromagnetic field, and by his own earnest preparation, he applies the voice and the name, then he carries into effect the entire process of the Gnostic touch over himself, and his sins must first recede to afterwards disappear. This implies that nothing essential in the sense of Gnostic liberation can be accomplished if the voice and the name were to be used simply because it is a perfunctory office or a matter of discipline in the school, without the user raising himself from within to the vibration level of the source and its protectors in full consciousness, with complete understanding, and from an inner urge. Much rather would he then call forth the powers of the adversary and pour them out over himself and those with him. This would be bound to be followed by great disappointment and lack of power in a liberating sense. For him, the source would dry up. It would not be a fountainhead of all things. He would fall victim to the voice, and the name and remission of sins would be out of the question. Therefore, the remission of sins by the Hierophants always is a process of self-realization on the part of the pupil himself. Of course, the opposite, "If you retain the sins of any, they are retained," will now also be clear. If anyone penetrates into the field of work with incorrect intentions and cannot be helped, cannot be connected with the process of salvation, because he is a danger to others, he will be removed from the source. The radiation field of the source will be closed for him, and his dialectical state of being will remain in effect to the full.